You know, I praise God that we can learn about healing, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And the time to learn it is not when you get to the end of the string. And so often we see that. People just wait and wait and wait, and they don't get serious. And some people are even in churches where they teach about healing. People sit in the pew and say, "Yeah, no, one day when I need that, I'll come." And what they're saying is, "I'll get lucky."
Mm-hmm.
No, mm-hmm. folks, don't do that. Ask God to be your healer today. You need to learn to walk in divine health. And then one day when Satan lays something on you and somehow he gets through, you know, all these defenses that you set up with the Word of God, then you can go for divine healing to get yourself back into divine health.
That's right.
But you've got to have confidence in the Word of God to work in your body.
And once we've realized that we have been given this same authority that Jesus was given on this earth, once we realize that Holy Spirit who dwells in us has the power to keep us in divine health, Darren, then we can speak. I know if I have a pain in my joint or a pain in my body, I speak to that part of my body. I say, in the name of Jesus, arm, you do what Holy Spirit wants you to do, and you comply with the spiritual laws. Even though you're a natural part on my body, you have to comply with the spiritual laws that I'm living by. And I'll tell you, within a matter of moments, Darren, usually very short amount of time, my body is feeling good again. And I believe as we know the authority that we have in Jesus, as we learn this in the Spirit, as revelation knowledge brings this to us, we're going to be walking, as you say, in divine health all the time.
You know, one of the things, I'll use some natural terms here to try to explain myself, but we need to program, or we need to educate, or we need to inform our bodies. Now look, you're going to serve me, I'm not going to serve you. And I had a man say to me one time, he said, "You know, when I get old and whatever, I'm not going to be all broken down and overweight and everything and laying in a hospital bed, a slave to my body."
Mm-hmm.
And many people, whether they're overweight or not or whatever, their body is running the show.
That's right.
And when we think about that, there's three parts of ourselves. There's the spirit, mind, and body. Well, what part of that is going to run the show? Our spirit really should be. But you know, if we eat too much, we drink too much, we give into those habits of the flesh, then now the body's running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, if it tastes good, I'm going to eat it. And not only that, I'm going to eat all I want. Well, then we have a lack of discipline. We've allowed that spirit of gluttony to come up and take over. And then it really puts our mind and our spirit as a slave to the body. We need to get the Word of God in our hearts and get lined up and be congruent. So it's spirit, mind, and then body, which is the way the Word lists it out.
That's
in
right.
The right priority, in the right order. And when we do that, then God will begin to show us. Well, for example, when you said if you have a pain in your body, well, we need to look at that. We might need to ask the Lord, now, is this because I ate too much Mexican food late last night? And both of us love Mexican food, so we're not
putting that down
at all. Or maybe I just ate too much, or maybe I drank too much coffee.
That's right.
You know, if anybody has sinned in that area, it's been me in the past. I don't anymore, but I used to. I used to drink way too much caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that will affect your body. So you need to stop and say, God, have I sinned here in my overindulgence?
Mm-hmm.
Or in my indulgence, have I sinned? Well, we need to ask the Lord, and then if it's a spirit of attack, maybe it's just a spirit of infirmity coming against us, and we're getting the first signal in our physical bodies, I've got a headache, or I've got a backache, or my stomach is upset, or my digestion's out of order. Well, there's a reason for that, and we can ask God what that is. We can go to prayer on that, get that spirit out of our bodies, and begin to receive the spirit of health. When we do that, we'll see more divine health in our lives.
That's right. And your disease, your illness is not an exception in any way, shape, or form. You are not unique. You don't have something that no one has never had. And as we go through all these wonderful, wonderful accounts of how Jesus healed these people, we'll find that everything from an impossible illness such as leprosy to a fever, Peter's mother-in-law had a fever, to the centurion's servant, Jesus had said to this servant, I have not found such great faith
right.
in all
Amen.
Of Israel. And this centurion went home and his servant had been healed that very hour. And we see in Matthew 8, verse 16, and when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. He cast the spirits out with a word and healed all. You are not unique and you are not an exception, and you, Jesus died for you. Your body can be in divine health. You do not need to be in pain at all. Jesus died for you.
And right along with that, Barbara, let me say this, and I believe this with all my heart. There's a spirit behind every physical illness.
I agree.
And here, now, it doesn't mean that you're possessed. We don't meet very many people that are possessed. In fact, rarely do we in this country, but we meet a lot of people that are oppressed and depressed by a spiritual assault from the enemy. You need to say in the name of Jesus, and here you need to know your authority. And he has given us authority in Luke 10:19 to speak to the enemy, the devil, and command him to get out of our lives, mm-hmm. or out of our lives of our children, mm-hmm. or whoever we're praying for. Spirit of infirmity, if you can't think of what it is, or you're not skilled in all the gifts of the Spirit, you can at least say, spirit of infirmity,
that's right.
You brought this sickness on my child, or you brought it on me, and I command you in the name of Jesus to get out of my body, get out of my spirit, stop tormenting me, get out of my house, and go to the dry places of the earth. And then right immediately following that, you need to start making confessions of healing here.
That's right. Or if there is a person that is just absolutely crazy, you can never get their attention, they're not lucid most of the time, that can be a spirit of torment or harassment. And you can name these spirits. You can ask Holy Spirit, what is this spirit that is over this person? Why can't they be healed? Or why are they going through this personality change? Or what is this? And Holy Spirit will tell you. And most of the time it has a tormenting spirit with it.
You know, when I was a teacher in the public schools, we had children that had a high degree of distractibility. Now, today they come up with all kinds of other names for it. You know,
yes.
You got DDD, some kind of disorder. Folks, let me tell you, a lot of that is just plain double-mindedness.
Uh-huh.
And you need to take on that spirit of double-mindedness, that slumbering spirit, that spirit of harassment. Many children are just plain harassed.
That's right. By,
because of the television they watch, the foods they eat, the words they've heard around the house or at school, mm-hmm. or wherever. You need to take that on spiritually, become an authority, and take those spirits on that are tormenting your child or tormenting you.
Absolutely.
Or go to somebody and say, look, I cannot focus for over 10 seconds on anything. I need deliverance. I need you to deliver me, free me, set me free of this spirit of harassment, mm-hmm. so that I can focus on the Word and get healed.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. And then after you pray against these spirits, cut them off. Bind them and send them out and say, you will not have a part of my life, a spirit, my soul, my body any longer. And then you ask for a spirit of peace, a spirit of joy. You turn that what was negative in your life around and bring in all the positives, all the wonderful spiritual gifts that Holy Spirit has for you, all the joy and peace and righteousness. That's the kingdom of God. And you'll read that in Romans 14:17. But then you ask Holy Spirit to fill up your spirit with all the good things, because you don't want to leave it empty. You don't want to leave your spirit empty after you have been casting out these spirits that have been bothering you for so long. And you fill it up with the Word. You fill it up with joy, peace, and righteousness. That's how you establish yourself then.
Now here Jesus gave us one of the great ways of God in terms of getting healed. He cast out the spirits with the Word and healed all who were ill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't stay in pornography, folks. You can't be watching junk on the internet or have the bad magazines and on and have that spirit of lust that's fed all the time, and that thing is alive and well and protected by you. You can't have that and expect God's full operation in your life. You need to cast out that spirit of lust and perversion, or go to someone and say, I need to be delivered of this filthy, nasty thing.
That's right. If something continually drives you to go into a pornography place, or go to 7-Eleven or a convenience store where you get these magazines, and you're always drawn to them, you're continually drawn to them, you know that's perversion. You know there's a spirit of perversion that is over you.
And it's a killer.
It is.
You have a desire when you think, well, I ought to sit down and read. No, I think I'll go to the mall. No, I think I'll get on the phone. All of us have something that distracts us, or I think I better fix myself a cup of coffee.
Mm.
Sometimes we need to just sit down and say, no coffee, no telephone, no mall, no television.
That's right.
I'm going to spend this time in the Word of God, praying in the Spirit, building up my most holy faith. See, it's up to us, folks, but we have to make the quality decision to go and do that. Now, some of you that I know are listening to this message are still going and grabbing the paper. You go immediately to the horoscopes to see if you're going to have a good day. That's awful. Don't do that, because you're opening the door to the occult.
Mm-hmm.
You need to close that thing. You need to, in fact, we have a tape message, in fact, two tapes on when curses go, blessings flow. Some of you have allowed curses to stay in your family. They become familiar friends, and you say, well, that's just the way my family is. Well, no, it doesn't have to be. Come on. You can get set free of that so you can receive your healing and walk in health and walk in prosperity. God wants that for you. Don't tolerate compromise.
That's right.
One
Praise
day,
God.
If you tolerate compromise, folks, you will pay dearly, because the devil compounds the interest. You don't want that. Get it out of your life. And you do that with the name and the blood of Jesus and knowing the ways of God. I just praise God, Barbara, that we can enjoy divine health at our household.
Oh, I do.